Almighty Allah is Al-Mujib, the being who accepts du'as. Al-Mujib is that being who accepts the du'as of the one who makes du'a, who call out to him. And he fulfills the needs of the distressed, the one who asks us for what he requires and whatever he desires. The reason for this is that Allah has power over everything. And all treasures lie in his control. He is free from stinginess, miserliness. And there's no fear of what he has coming to an end. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Who is that being who answers the distressed? The one when he calls out and removes difficulties and has made you vicegerents on the earth. Is there any deity with Allah? Very little do they understand. So Allah is that only deity who is called out in times of difficulty, and it's only him whose assistance can be hoped for in times of worries. The distressed person turns to Allah, and it is only Allah who can remove the difficulty. In this verse also, there's a warning to the mushrikeen that at the time of severe difficulty and problem, they also become distressed and call out to Allah, forgetting all the idols and all the other plans and ideas they had in their minds. So if they only call out to Allah in the time of distress, then why do they not remember Allah at times of peace and serenity? The word here is mudtar, idtirar, when a person becomes uneasy, perturbed due to some cause. And this happens when one has no assistance or support. Thus, a mudtar is that person who becomes despondent of all supports of the world and turns fully and sincerely to Allah alone, regarding Allah as his only savior. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised that a person make the dua, Allahumma rahmataka arju fala takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَأْنِي كُلَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. O Allah, it is only your mercy which I desire. Thus do not hand me over to my nafs or even the blinking of an eye, and correct all my matters. There is none worthy of worship besides you. So Al-Mudtar is that person who is involved in such difficulty and hardship in which outwardly there is no way out, and nor can the person patiently bear it. When all outward means have become useless, you are completely helpless. At the time of your difficulty, you call out to Allah. Allah is the one who responds even at that time. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah has written that Allah is Al-Mujib, that being who assists those who ask, accepts the supplication of those who supplicate, and is sufficient to fulfill the needs of those in distress. In fact, Allah showers favors even before being asked. He showers his grace even before one supplicates to him. You know, this is for no other being except Allah, since Allah knows the needs of the needy even before they ask them. Allah knows their needs from time immemorial, and he planned the means to suffice man's needs by creating all different forms of sustenance and then asking man that, instructing man that man should adopt the means, yet continue to put their reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the understanding of Mujib is the one who accepts du'as, bima'na al-ijaba. Then also, ud'uni astajib lakum fa'inni qareebun ujibu da'wata da'i. Mujib is the one who gives without your asking. And also, it is for us to understand that Allah has called us to his obedience. And we are asking Allah that he pleases us, that he grants us that which will make us happy. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. So as for the one who asks from you, do not repel and rebut that person. This name, this great name, if we say it abundantly, Al-Mujibu, it we will soon perceive that all our du'as are being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the benefit and the way we can draw from the treasures of this name. Why our du'as are not accepted at times of making du'a, one's concentration and attention should be turned to Allah. Many du'as are not accepted on account of not paying attention or by not reciting durood before starting. Du'as are also not accepted when rushing and one is impatient. When du'as are not accepted, because of our own carelessness, and then we should not complain that we had made du'a but it's what's not accepted. Rather, we should adopt the means that will result in the acceptance of our du'as.